The image in the first reading is a very powerful one. Begins by saying, "You are our Father," and it ends with, "And yet, even though we've turned from you, you are still our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are the work of your hands." Again, Pottery Sunday, I call it. Actually, maybe we should call it Cracked Pot Sunday, because it's, well, the pots are broken in the reading, you know. They leak. They need to be healed. It reminded me, I was praying about the readings this week, and maybe because I was praying about them, I decided to repot some plants that were root-bound. It said it's New Year coming up, and things are going dormant. And we were putting up the lights on the house on Monday. It was a nice sunny day. I thought I'd get that done. And I've never had the experience since I've been here of putting the lights up and dodging the hanging baskets that are still up. Usually they're long dead or something by now. But anyway, there they are. And so one of them was really in the way. And so I took it down and put the lights up. Then I put it back up. But I missed the hook. Or it was on the hook. I got down from the ladder, and then it went bang and fell. So what I did was I put it back up without a pot. And it, you know, the pot is two-thirds missing, and the plant didn't seem to mind. And I thought, well, it's going to be dead anyway in a week. And so I left it up there, which is not very good gardening. I've been told what to do since the last time I preached this homily. But it reminded me, you know, Lord, we have to come to you with what we need. Only he can heal it. He won't give us that same pot back, but he wants to renew us. And Advent is a time of renewal. Do you know what you need? We want so much for our Lord to do something dramatic. And Isaiah says it so clearly. He says, "Why, O Lord, why is it that you allow us to wander so far from you? Why is it that you allow us to turn from you? Why do you permit this when you are the only way? Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. If only you'd part the clouds, touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke, do such wonders as you've never heard, as we've never heard of old." How often I have wanted God to do something like this. Put your hand through the sky, put a cross, convert the nations, smite the terrorists that blow up hotels and pirates in the South Seas and all kinds of evil, people that trample one another at Walmart looking for a $400 television set. Can you believe that? And would that people were waiting in line at 4 in the morning to come into church, huh? Ah. Walmart's what everybody really wants, isn't it? Yeah, there's another homily. But that just goes to show you, it just goes to show you that we've all got a lot of work to do. All those trinkets, they don't last. And yet, he says, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come forth." Such a powerful reading. We want God to work in a dramatic and powerful way. And he can do that. And he does do that. But most of the time, he doesn't. Why is that? Because we lose our freedom. He prefers to work in quiet. He prefers to work in silence. Isaiah is speaking 500 years before the coming of Christ. And what do we get 500 years later? Does God rend the heavens and come forth with the Messiah? We find Christ as a baby in a cave, born to parents that were poor refugees. He lives 30 years in obscurity in a town that nobody thinks anything of in his time, Nazareth. He preaches for only 3 years. He gets himself killed, dies the most horrible death imaginable. When he raises from the dead, he comes only to his apostles. You'd think at least he would come to the high priest, Caiaphas, and wave, you know. I've said it before, that's what I would do. You know, something like that. We see no evidence that Christ did anything like that, obviously. And now he's here we are 2,000 years later, he's still operating on the same system. He doesn't like to use high drama. We're called to watch, to wait, to listen. And he will come in quiet, as he spoke to me with the pot that fell from the ground. He said, my people are like this pot. I want to repot them. I want them to grow. Isaiah says, would that when you come, you would find us faithful to you. Oh, when you come, if only we would be faithful. He says, but I'm afraid that when you come, what you're going to find is a pile of polluted rags that nobody wants. Or as dried leaves blowing in the wind. Aren't these great images after Thanksgiving? The pile of linens, you know. Nobody wants to tackle all those grease stains. The pile of leaves that's blowing around. We've got to do something about it. Let's not even go there. First, we have to know that we have dirty linen. Advent is all about rediscovery of what really matters. Everybody's rushing around the next 3 weeks looking for something. And our Lord says, watch, wait, be careful what you're looking for. You may get it. He calls us to become aware of that pile of leaves, that blowing in the wind, that our Lord wants to give us a rake. Advent's a rake. It's time to come seeking the Lord. It's a season of hope, of great joy. If your linens are stacked up and washed and folded, and if your leaves are all in the garbage pile already, maybe you don't need Advent. Congratulations. Or maybe you don't know yourself very well. God keeps us in a state of neediness. It's part of the human condition, you know. And he invites us to come seeking the Lord. Our Lord asks us, in seeking him, one of the best ways to do that is called forgiveness. Is there someone in my life I need to forgive? Advent's a time to forgive. Give God the present of forgiving this person by praying for them every day and resolving you're going to be nice to them and quit talking about them behind their back. That's your best gift for Advent. That's the greatest healing that many people need. I'm sure there's some here that need that. People can hurt us very badly. Take that knife out. If you've got an issue before God, you find a pile of leaves, a sinful pile of dirty rags, we have 4 reconciliation services in this area in the next 3 weeks. Many priests. What an opportunity. People prepare every way except the way that really will really help them. Do I pray? Can I add 5 minutes of prayer? How about spiritual reading? I know this is a busy season, so we give you this little Magnificat book. It's got 5-minute readings. Read it for 5 minutes. Keep it all day. You might find one of those pages will change your life. I had another plant that I repotted. It's in my office, and I've been putting it off for a couple of years. A lady from my first parish gave it to me. It's a Norwood pine, and it's root-bound in the worst way. It's got a big pot and a narrow opening, you know? How do you get this root-bound thing out of this pot? That stopped me for years. So you know what I did? I came up to it, and I got out a hammer, and I smashed it off. Maybe there was a better way, but that's what I did. And I took those broken pieces, and I repotted that plant. And I thought, you know, without brokenness, this plant cannot grow. And again, our Lord spoke to me. He says, you want drama, but I'm speaking to you in the everyday. Give me the broken pieces that I might heal them. You have them in your hands. Let go of them. Let me give you a new pot. Whatever it is that I'm speaking about, a pot, you know, whatever it is that our Lord wishes to give you this Advent, you have it in your hands. whether it's the soil linen, whether it's the leaves, whether it's a root-bound pot. If you find yourself in one of those conditions in the next 3 weeks, congratulations, Advent is your season.